The first of a series of public anti-Trans-Pacific Partnership meetings has been held in Auckland, with critics arguing it's not yet a done deal. Last night's event was the first of four touring the country ahead of the formal signing of the trade deal due in Auckland next week. Our reporter Tom Furley was at the meeting.
More than 800 people gathered at the Auckland Town Hall, packing the ground floor of the venue and spilling into the second. Prominent TPP critic and University of Auckland law professor Jane Kelsey says while they cannot stop the agreement being signed, they will not stop putting pressure on the government.
This is the first of a series of four meetings throughout the country that are designed both for public education and to show to the government that people don't actually accept their version of what the agreement is about. People need to understand what the implications of the TPPA will be for them so that they can then voice their democratic views to the government.
The Prime Minister, John Key, says it's inconceivable New Zealand would not be part of the agreement. However, Jane Kelsey says it's not yet a done deal.
There may be enough resistance from opposition parties in New Zealand that if there is a change of government that they decide not to proceed with bringing it into force. And the second is that in the US there is a major groundswell of opposition, including in the Congress, and it may never fly through the Congress.
A former US trade attorney and the director of advocacy group Public Citizen Global Trade Watch, Laurie Wallach, came from Washington to speak. She says none of the high-polling candidates in the running to be the next American president support the agreement, and it's unlikely Congress would vote for it.
It's certainly less than 50-50 that the TPPA is approved by the US Congress while Obama is president. They'll make a go for it right after the presidential big primary day on March 1st, and then that window for any chance of a vote will close when Congress goes on recess in July. I would say the likelihood of it passing during that period is about 10%.
Critics of the agreement say the process has been secretive and the deal itself means New Zealand loses the ability to shape its own future. One of those listening to the speeches, Ross Galloway, says the meeting was uplifting and the deal is not in the best interests of the country.
The agreement is rubbish. There's nothing in it on the upside for New Zealand. We're giving away our sovereignty for a few pieces of silver.
But NZ Wine's General Manager of Advocacy, Geoffrey Clark, disagrees. He says the TPP will bring in at least an extra $20 million a year for his industry, and while the negotiations could have been more transparent, the country now has an opportunity to compete fairly in the international market.
Every treaty that New Zealand has signed, if you look at it negatively, we have given up some of our sovereignty, whether that's joining the United Nations, the World Health Organization or whatever.
But one audience member who wanted only to be referred to as Ian says he's furious with the deal.
I've got to the stage now where I think petitions and protests are part of a social contract where people who are outraged and think, oh, I've done something, and the government just goes ahead and ignores it anyway. I think what we need is not protests and petitions, but riots. We need to change this government's opinion, and we need to change everybody else's opinion and make them wonder, why are people behaving the way they are? I think that we need mass civil disobedience.
Another meeting is being held in Wellington tonight, with two more this week in Christchurch and then Dunedin. The government will be signing the deal on February 4th. For Morning Report, Tom Furley.